We are gathered around the round table with some good friends, some good colleagues. My name is JP. I am from Dadcast and Pirate Radio. That is Nick Martin. How are you, Nick?
Good. I'm from Dadcast.
I was going to get there. I was going to get there. We are joined with Brian Hopkins from the band Elvis Monroe and a former teen heartthrob.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Good, man. How are you? And, of course, Mr. Jesse Lawson of the band Lemon and formerly of many other big bands that are out there. How is everyone doing today, man?
Well, good.
Great.
So good. It's been awesome. Yeah. Doing good. Yeah.
So we're up here at the We Ask You in beautiful Southern Oregon, filming a documentary on the life and times and the path and journey of Mr. Jesse Lawson. We decided we're going to get together and talk about our experiences and what we do. And I want to start off with Brian.
Can I cut you off?
Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you?
Why would you not cut him off? That's the question.
So I have to say this.
Yes.
In my journey in the music industry, I met a lot of people.
Yeah, me included.
Like all of us.
Yeah.
You know? I will say this. Brian Hopkins is one of the kindest, best dudes I think I've met.
Wow,
for real.
Man. Brother, thank you so much.
I legit.
Thank you.
I love this dude. I back this dude, and I've known him for a day.
A day.
And for the record, Jesse hasn't been drinking, man.
Man, I'm serious. I'm getting him. Like the chills are going down my arms.
Yeah.
And it made me emotional, dude.
That's, bro,
I can back that up though. The first time I met you, you were a scary dude. Remember that show at the Rocky Top?
Yeah.
And kicked that guy's ass.
Yeah.
And you're like the biggest.
I was protecting my band.
You're like the biggest teddy bear in the world, and like the sweetest guy in the industry.
Thank you so much, man. That means a lot. Wow.
And if I'm going to throw in my two cents, it's all about the buttering up Brian hour.
Of course.
I'm in the same boat, man. I actually met you a few years back prior to the whole Dadcast thing, doing an Elvis Monroe show. And you didn't, you know, he was in passing by, radio guy, et cetera, blah, 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 whatever. Right. And then we, you know, became partners in this whole Dadcast thing and became friends. And the same thing, man, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you for what you do and what, and for being in our lives and what you do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, this means a lot. That caught me off guard, dude.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Well, you're very welcome, though, man.
I appreciate it.
You know that
you're real,
in our industry,
yeah,
there's a lot of bullshit.
Yeah. Oh,
there's
yeah.
There's a lot of
so much
fake people, a lot of fake friends, too.
Yeah.
The second someone feels like they can't get anything from you,
yeah, it's gone. They're gone. They have nothing to do with you.
Like, yeah. Then so meeting you, you know, it's pretty great.
Thank you so much.
There are still good people in the music industry. We're doing
ditto.
It.
Thank you. Yes, we're in the middle of that now, and I appreciate that. That means a lot.
That's great.
Last night, you inviting us into the room just with no cameras, no nothing going on, and just hanging out and sharing our stories was pretty awesome. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. So last night, after you guys left, my wife texted his lady and was just hey, we're hanging. Do you want to roll over? And they were about to go to bed.
Yeah.
And
we hung out for an hour and a half and
yeah,
shared stories.
I
and
I got your text message, but I was sleeping.
So sorry. No, you're good. And it worked out and it was really cool. I think it kind of allowed us
exactly.
Like, what's up?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I knew you guys were going to hit it off from right throughout the bat when the very first picture we took, Brian swoops up and picks Jesse up.
No, I actually picked him up.
Yeah.
Are we doing that again?
Come on. You're missing out on how strong I am.
We're until everybody sees the footage, bro. We were all there.
We did work out this morning. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. All right, Brian Hopkins, man. So for everyone who may not be aware, and I can't fathom how they're not, but what do you do?
I'm the lead singer in a band called Elvis Monroe with my best friend Ben Carey, and I learned to put my phone on silent.
I just learned about this earlier.
I did this
JP has lectured me on that at the beginning of Dadcast when we first started this. Put your phone on silent.
Okay, but in my defense, and I don't care what I'm doing, wherever I'm doing and how I'm doing and how professional it has to be, typically, I'm going to leave that son of a bitch on ring, because if something happens to my kids,
There we go.
I gotta have that. I gotta know. So
you do know the text will still come through and it'll vibrate. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I'm just saying.
If you have it on volume, it just shows that you're old.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
If it's on vibrate, that's right. Then
yeah.
I'm just saying.
I'm not the oldest one at this table.
Can I give you another tip for the iPhone? Because I know you just got one.
Sure.
If you get the watch.
Can you hush?
I love that.
Right?
Yeah.
Whoa. This is what's happening today. That's usually me.
Wow. So, if you go into your, you know, accessibility, you can actually turn on an LED flash. So, your flash. Like, on your camera. So, it'll blink.
But do you have any idea how much? I don't know if I want that, to be perfectly honest.
Because that's a good idea what we're filming. I just, you know.
It's a great idea. Because
hush.
Nick, if you come at me one more time,
I'm coming.
You've
in.
Already called me a little girl on a previous
I called podcast you a pussy. We did.
Mm. Hey, easy with the language. This is a family. Isn't
so,
this the
so Brian, you were saying
the number one Monroe podcast in the world,
Elvis Monroe.
Yes,
with, sorry, this is Ryan. Not a podcast.
No, you're fine. I'm fine.
Last thing I heard was Elvis Monroe with Ben Carey.
Yeah, I'm the lead singer and of Elvis Monroe with Ben Carey. Ben and I write all the songs, and occasionally we have a couple songs we've co-wrote with people, which is fun. And but that's what I do, and I've been lucky enough. I grew up right down the street in Salem, Oregon, so I'm an Oregonian, just like everybody here at the table, which is.
Except none of us, none of us have ever been on Saved by the Bell.
That's right.
Oh,
none of us has ever kissed Kelly Kapowski.
Who?
Going to take it even further.
You know, yeah, that was fun. It was tough. You know,
it sounds like
I had to get paid good money to have to do
that's
that.
That's a rough life, bro.
Yeah, yeah. I got recognized for Vince Montana more than I did anything I've ever done. So it's kind of hilarious. You know, and it shows how many dirty old men are out there because they're like, dude.
Oh.
Yeah. I watch you.
Throw me under the bus, bro.
I still watch it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Dude, I've got the Hawaiian wedding on repeat, dude. It's
cool. Leo, yeah. See?
I've got the box DVD set.
Yeah. Hey, here's a story that no one, well, I can't tell that on camera.
Oh, but you can tell it on audio? No.
Just tell it. It's all good.
So, you know, if you watch Saved by the Bell, they went to the beach. Remember the summer? Yep. They went to the beach. And the girl whose dad ran the hotel, yep, or whatever, what is her name? She's very famous now. She was a Scientologist. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What is her name?
Leah Remini.
Leah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So back in the day... I recognized her. I walk into this coffee place. It looked just like this. And I went in to get a muffin and a coffee. And I left my car parked and running outside the door. And I walk in and I see her to the left. And all of a sudden I get a tap on the shoulder. And she says, hey, my friends are watching, so don't embarrass me. And she said, but, you know, just in her like thick Jersey girl accent. Yeah. Which was scaring the crap out of me. You know, I'm an Oregonian. I just moved to LA, Hollywood. And she follows me outside and said, if I give you my number, you will call me, right? Because I'm not going to get embarrassed by my, you know, my friends. They didn't believe that I would do this. And I want to know if we could, like, go out, have coffee, meet here sometime or something. I'm like, yeah. Terrified,
right?
Yeah. She's a beautiful girl. Yeah. She's beautiful, but she was so aggressive and so that Jersey accent. I never called her, and I was hoping that she would never ever find out. I saw her in a restaurant once, and I was ducking out.
You know,
but I knew her from Saved by the Bell too.
You know, Kevin James would have been pretty upset.
You know, exactly, you know, Kevin James. You know, King of Queens. I would have been messed up. Yeah. Exactly.
Jesse Lawson.
Wow. Yes.
What do you do, man?
I'm not sure anymore.
Right? It's tough to tell these days.
I can tell you he lives girls.
I what?
Nothing.
What did you just say?
I said you live girl weights, dude. I'm sorry.
All things that you will see in the documentary.
Yes.
Literal bits and pieces, literally, of what's happening right now.
Here's one thing that I've you know, come to realize with myself. When I need to, like, really navigate who I am and and what I stand for. One thing that I do know is it doesn't matter the size of the weights that I lift because
it's the motion of the ocean.
Yeah. It's the motion of the ocean. I'll go with that.
Hey, that's
but also, bro, when you are as cool and charming as me, it doesn't fucking matter.
Those are the words
I was going to say.
Bro, I am good.
And, now, and in your defense...
Now I sound like a cocky asshole, which I also don't want to be.
But,
so I still do need to...
I've been given that many times in the past, too. And my line for that is, I am not cocky. I'm just convinced.
Yeah.
Simple and effective. And also in your defense on that, hey, Nick, have you seen his wife?
I have.
All right, good talk.
Good talk.
Yeah, well played.
There we go. My name, and I'll make it quick and short and sweet because I really don't want any of this to be about me. I really don't. My name is JP. I've worked in radio here in Southern Oregon for over pushing 20 years. I've cleaned the toilets all the way up to program directing rock stations and everything in between. And currently, I do a host a Dadcast with Nick over there and have my own radio station, Pirate Radio, that is pretty cool and fun to do. And it keeps me trained for this glorious voice to do radio. And it's not a job, man. Because like I say, if you love what you do, it ain't work.
Nope.
Never is.
You get to hang out with your friends.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
know. So that's what I do. This camera just gave me a low battery warning.
A little couple in the last day or so watching this guy, you know, producing a record in these beautiful cabins. Yeah. Like the wall in between mine and I'm hearing, you know, some magic going on, dude. And it's really cool that you're passing that knowledge of what you do on. We talked about this last night. You know, right. It's about those moments and kind of giving back because exactly. You're giving back to these young guys who don't have that experience, and they'll look back when they're in a stale, you know, recording studio somewhere and paying a lot of money to record, yeah. And they'll remember this moment, but they'll take what they learned from you, song yeah. structure, exactly. You know, resolving chords.
Resolve.
You know, no, just...
Dude, thank you for, like, pointing that out.
It's true.
Because it is giving back.
Yeah.
In a way. And it's also like bringing up this younger generation of artists.
We have to
not be assholes.
Yeah.
And to not like, I didn't have that. Like when we were getting big, I didn't have this, like, I didn't have someone saying like, hey, really watch like how you act, how you treat people, how you like, don't take this for granted. You know, there's a reason for that.
Right.
So I do feel like it is giving back because it's like, if I can work with an artist or even someone else in the music industry, it's right. Like, be kind.
Yes.
Be a kind person.
Like, being kind
it's
is
going to get you so much further it's than easy. Being cool.
Exactly.
You know, like,
that's you easy. Know? And you know, we started this conversation off and you said something very nice. I wasn't doing it on, it wasn't something I was trying to do.
Yes.
It's just, that's who I am. I think that being kind is pretty easy to do. Being genuine, and we've all wanted to be cool. Come on.
Yeah.
We've absolutely. All wanted the, you know, but that doesn't matter. You know, the things that people remember are the moments you did something for them, treated the way they you treated someone. It's huge and important, important to pass on.
At some point, though, in each of our lives, okay, I can't speak for you, cannot speak for Brian, Jesse, or Nick, but I can definitely speak for me. At some point in time, I absolutely did think I was a whole hell of a lot cooler than I really was because of the job that I had.
Oh, yeah.
And it got me into some trouble, and, you know, thankfully I grew up and got out of that. Is there any instances for you guys on that?
Oh, dude. Of course. I mean, come on. You know, it's... You're getting... Sorry to cut you off.
No,
please.
You start.
No, you just do. It's something that happens, but that's what you learn by it. And hopefully, for me, it was short-lived. Do you know what I'm saying? It was.
Yeah.
I was hopefully humbled at some point. But for me, like, we were in the gym today. Gym is what I do for health. Mm-hmm. It's what I do for my mind. It's what I do. So that way, it's like feeding me, giving me...
food, right? I don't do it for anything other than it. I want to live a long time and I want to be healthy.
Yeah.
But I was born without a left chest muscle. I was born with a birth defect. So I was humbled coming up. People didn't know that. People didn't know that.
I just found out that about that about 5 seconds ago.
When you told me, like, it was last week.
Yeah.
You don't have a left chest muscle.
Yeah, I was born without a left chest muscle, and I was born
without... Is it still gone?
No, it's a birth defect. I don't have it. It's just my ribs. So
wow.
I was straight out of the gate, coming up, humbled. And I may have been given certain things and certain opportunities and whatnot, but I had my... We all carry our insecurities. We all have our own things, and I have mine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that, you know, being dads, it's our job to pass on, you know, all of these lessons. It's important to do those things. But what you're doing right now, producing these young guys, they're going to walk away from this, and it's going to be a great experience. They may not understand it and be fully in the moment right now because you're testing them. They may not have been prepared when they came in, but they're going to learn from it, and they're going to look back and go, wow, that was a kick-ass experience with one of our favorite artists, and he said this, and he said that, and the next time they sit down and write a song, they're going to remember those things, and they're going to remember to, you know.
Resolve.
Yeah, verse, chorus, you know.
Yeah.
They're going to remember structure. Dude, you know, awesome. It's important. Anyway, please.
I actually... We're, believe it or not, we're getting close to the time, and I haven't even asked what Nick does and what you've done.
I don't do anything. I give Jesse shit. No.
Yeah, you do. Come on, man. What got you to this exact moment in time right now?
25 years of concert promotion and busting my ass, getting told no, throwing big concerts that fail, and just getting back up and doing it over and over again. And people like Brian that I've met along the way that have made everything worth it. There's so many artists that I worked with that are like just assholes. That just are just rude and mean and unkind and just terrible. And the few and far between people like Brian, Jesse, that understand, hey, you know, this guy's working his ass off to provide something for thousands of people. Let's be nice about it. Let's not have a shitty attitude or, oh my God, five people show up to the concert. Let's not be dicks. And it's very cool to meet people like you guys that understand that. And
same. I'm sitting here because of you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I remember giving you along the way. So next time.
So much advice.
Do
this.
Next time. Do, you know, and these are things I learned along the way.
And that's a big reason why I've got you up here is like you've got just so much knowledge of this industry, of everything over the years, of what you've done. And it means so much to have you involved in this and hearing that from you. And kind of the next endeavor that we've got going with Jesse down the road, it's going to help.
He's also got one hell of a contact list.
Yeah, there's that too. But I mean, even without the contacts, man, you've made what I've done the last 20 years worth it.
That's awesome. Thank you, dude. Yeah. I appreciate it.
That's rad. That's really cool.
And you've made it like that much worth it. Mm.
Yeah. There he goes.
Yeah.
He is Jesse Lawson.
I am.
That guy is Mr. Brian Hawkins, Elvis Monroe. Sorry, Jesse Van Lemon. He's just Nick, and I'm just JP.
We are
Thanks for checking out the roundtable, man, and I hope you're enjoying the documentary so far. Gentlemen, thanks for hanging out for this short, brief, awesome conversation. I hope to do it again soon. And while I'm here and I have you on the hook in front of a camera with a mic recording, Brian Hopkins, can we commit to you doing a Dadcast episode with us, mano y mano, or triple, whatever, in your neck of the woods, Vegas, sometime real soon, man.
I look forward to that.
Because you've been on multiple episodes, but we have not dived into the nitty-gritty of just you.
Yeah. Sounds great. You got 3 hours?
I think with you, it might be like the funny thing is you're not kidding. It might be a six-parter.
I'm going to be like, hey, babe, I'm going to be in Vegas for a week, and it's going to be
all talking to Brian.
All day.
This has been Around the Round Table. Thanks for checking it out, man. Later, guys.
Later.
Later. Later.